really big initiatives of taking their team from point A to point B and maybe making a very drastic change. It's not a give and take, then what is the value in our partnership? And that's why I'm always so big on providing them as much information as I can almost immediately. And then,
the mutual benefit
of the ecosystem, that is line. Sharing our solution.
Welcome to Make Them Famous, the podcast about partner enablement.
The only podcast to uncover both how partner teams enable their partners
and how other department leaders enable their partner teams to achieve success. Awesome. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Make Them Famous podcast. I'm your host, Karina Shaheen, and with me today, I have Albert Daly, Director of Strategic Solutions and Partnerships at Sela. This episode is connected to my previous episode with Fabian from Stencil, as Sela is an active partnership of Stencil. So we're really going to dig into the relationship, how they work together, and the whys and hows as to why Albert decided to work with Fabian and his team. Of course, we couldn't make this podcast famous without our amazing sponsors. For sponsorships, we aimed for not only great products, but techs used to power some of the top partner programs around. We invited PartnerStack, ShareWork, and Sendoso to be our sponsors. PartnerStack, for those unfamiliar, is the leading partner management platform for SaaS companies like Monday.com, Unbounce, Intercom, Webflow, and is a company we've closely worked with. We advise many of our program market fit clients to demo PartnerStack when they are ready to scale revenue through partnerships. And we'll talk a lot about co-selling in this podcast, so please check out our second sponsor, ShareWork, a free app that allows partnership managers at top companies like Qualtrics, Fullstory, Smart Recruiters, and Sendoso to easily generate partner-sourced and partner-influenced deals thanks to real-time and unlimited account mapping. ShareWork is offering a Make Them Famous listeners 3 months free access to their paid features to map unlimited accounts, generate deals, and attribute revenue to the partnership manager's efforts. Use the link below to sign up and get this special offer. Finally, the top sales and partnership teams around know of our third-party partner, Sendoso, the leading sending platform. Sendoso is the most effective way for revenue-generating teams to stand out with the new ways to engage at strategic points throughout the customer journey. By connecting digital and physical strategies, companies can engage, acquire, and retain customers easier than ever before. Founded in 2016, Sendoso is trusted by over 500 companies and has a vast global footprint with a presence in North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Learn more at Sendoso.com. I'm super excited to chat with you today. Welcome, Albert.
Yeah, thanks, Karina. Appreciate it.
So I think just for some background for our listeners, it would be good to learn a little bit more about yourself, your role, and what brought you to Sela.
Yeah, absolutely. So my role here at Sela is a wearer of multiple hats. It's kind of combined in three different buckets. First being working with our partners and our technology partners. The second being trying to find net new logos for Sela and our enterprise. And then the third part is supporting our sales team through any sort of consultant sales opportunities or our managed service opportunities. So what brought me to Sela was just the uniqueness of who we are. We started as a staffing company for creative and marketing professionals. Our owners saw an opportunity to a void, as I should say, in the market for a consultancy focused within creative operations. And that started about 10 years ago. And then 4 years ago, I joined and helped grow the company and been a part of the growth since then. So really kind of a fun trajectory we've been on since then.
Yeah, definitely. So in the 4 years that you've been with Sela, how has your partner ecosystem and partner programs grown?
It's grown quite a bit. So it was very much a transactional type of relationship to begin with, where we were most of the time bringing leads to various, they weren't partners at the time, but just vendors, people like a Workfront or like a Stencil, for example. And there was a realization of we probably should look into a partner program to maybe be a little more strategic about approaching this relationship and being able to also capitalize off of it as well, selfishly, and grow that ecosystem to really be able to provide like an end-to-end solution. So last year, we kicked off our initial partnership program, and started off with Workfront as our first partner, and have since kind of grown out then to partner with other different tools and platforms that are aligned to Sela's core values of the creative and marketing operations.
Oh, that's really awesome. I think, and I feel like this is like a very common consensus too of, you know, a lot of these agencies start out, you guys have your clients that you work with. You're obviously trying to make sure that your clients are successful with the tools that they're using. So it does seem to be more of a transactional, we're going to give leads to our vendors at first. But then as you dig a little bit deeper, you realize there's a whole lot of opportunity for you to then also help your partners' clients and where you can get in there and make intros, but also really add value to their customers and help with, you know, renewal rates, upsells, and whatever that might be. So it's very, very interesting.
As operational technology consultants, we usually get in with companies and team leaders and teams at a much kind of further upstream point than a lot of our technology partners. You know, so we're helping them think through their ecosystem and their strategy around their process and technology and the asset workflow and everything kind of involved and how the team is involved and plugged into those various pieces. So we have a really good view of the landscape. So when we are making a recommendation of a particular tool, they know it's coming from a very much of a trusted advisor standpoint, not so much a sales standpoint, because they've been with us through the journey and they see why we're making the recommendations that we are. So it's made for like a really like organic kind of way for us to grow these leads and opportunities, you know, for our technology partners.
I love that. And I want to take what you just said and kind of come back to it a little bit later on and ask you some more questions about that and how you guys are trusted advisors to a lot of your clients. But I would love to first learn a little bit more about, you know, what kind of brought you to want to partner with Stencil, how you heard of them, and when you started working with them.
Yeah, so that great question, right? It's kind of right through what I was explaining before about us working with a client. Finding a need, a team that was, you know, designing and producing so many emails, and there's so much time that was being used towards that, that we realized that there should be a tool out there, a platform out there that could do this for them at a much more efficient pace. Kind of enter stage left there is Stencil, who kind of came about. We were able to make the recommendation and introduction for them to this client, which was fantastic. And through those conversations realized, you know, we really play in the same space. So, I think we should, we should explore this relationship and find ways for us to work together. So that's been about 6 months now. So it's still pretty new for us, which, always doing is learning through this whole process. But I think Fabi and I have found a really nice cadence and identifying how to work together, where our values for each other are best fit. And hopefully, as we continue to go further here, we'll be able to produce some great revenue opportunities for each other.
Yeah, I definitely believe that you guys will. So you mentioned it's been 6 months now. I think it would be nice too for a lot of these maybe tech companies that are starting to work with agencies a little bit more and consulting services, how impactful and important, you know, those first few exchanges or learnings in the 6 months can really impact your partnership. So I'd love to learn and have you expand on what really happened between you and Stencil in those first 6 months that made this partnership have a really great foundation.
Yeah, it's a lot of getting to know one another, right? And doing that through like account mapping and understanding what your sales process looks like, how each wants to work, how the sales process in terms of like what are the AEs doing and how they're going about their sales process and prospecting, etc. To really understand where each of us can kind of get into each other's sales process and where the jump in point should be. Which has been really nice that we've been able to do that from the very beginning with Stencil. So they see that, they understand, you know, when we're engaged with a client, there's, for the first little bit, there may not be opportunity for us to make the introduction right away because it just doesn't make sense. But as we kind of go through our engagement and develop the recommendations, they realize that there's a great opportunity then afterwards to say, okay, we see this need and we have a great tool for you. Let's make the introduction then. And it's much more warmer and welcomed lead than it is, prior. So the focus really has been more on just trying for me to find ways to provide value to Fabian and the team through just knowledge that we have from, fortunately having had a chance to work with hundreds of in-house agencies in our time that we've been here at Cella.
That's really, really interesting. And I love that you mentioned really trying to understand each other's businesses and get to know one another. I think that's really important as you start to partner with someone instead of right away, hey, I have these leads, can you intro us here, vice versa. It is so important to make sure that you understand their ICP, the personas that they're selling to, who works there, how everyone kind of likes to go about their days and get to know them on a more personal level. Did you at all have any type of like education materials that you and your team had to go through to better understand Stencil and then even vice versa that maybe you shared with the Stencil team?
Yes and no. So yes, in the sense that we've received some demos and educational material from the Stencil side. For our end, it's we're still trying to figure out what would be the most effective for the sales team, right? And kind of goes back to what you were mentioning before about understanding the ICP and the personas and how we work. As a salesperson or as a sales professional, I've tried to be the most non-sales salesperson. So I really try to provide a lot of value to whoever I'm partnering with, because I, to your point, I'm not going to ask them for leads. I don't want, it's not going to be like, oh, can you make me an introduction right away? I really want to try to build the trust and support from their end to say, oh yeah, the seller really knows what they're talking about. You need to talk to them because of XYZ, right? And the only way we're going to do that is by provide the value that we have. So we're going through some different things where, we provide them with information that we have in terms of like any sort of sell sheets or case studies that that we've done in the past. They know us from prior client engagements, so they kind of know what the way we work there as well. So it's kind of where they need us, we will provide the information. But that's actually an area that I need to focus and work on, is providing more of a kind of a one pager for people that I'm going to engage with on for new partnerships.
Hey, yeah, no worries. We're always, evolving and trying to create better material to help our partners. I think everyone is so different too. So, making certain content for one partner might be great, but then another partner might want another thing. So this is ever evolving. I'd love to learn too about maybe, just working with so many partners in your past, and this is not, talking about Stencil in particular, but what are some things that you've noticed from, your 4 years so far at Cella of a successful partnership that launched right away and is a model partner to kind of look after, and then maybe some of the partners that didn't launch in the same way that you would have liked them to, and what were the differences there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it comes down to like a really simple piece. It's kind of give to that give and take aspect, right? Like you can't always expect to be take from your partner. And we've unfortunately been with some partners so that's all they want is just leads. And it's just, that's not how we're going to work. Because if there's nothing coming back to us, and that can be in the terms of way of revenue or referrals, opportunity to maybe learn more about the tool to become like an implementation partner, just if there's not a give and take, then what is the value in our partnership? And that's why I'm always so big on providing them as much information as I can almost immediately, because I just want to make sure they are aware that we really do cherish the relationship with them and really do appreciate any introductions that they can make for us or bring us into any sort of conversation. So it's, I see the give and take as being really big. The understanding of the sales process is always a big one for successful partnerships. It's been a number of times with partners that we've just, the way in which we sell is just, it just doesn't jive really well. And unfortunately it's one of those things where it ended up being more of a referral partner than just a true partnership, because yes, the platform is fantastic, but really the way in which they go about selling maybe is much different than the way we approach our client interactions. And not that one is better than the other, but they're just different. So we just, at the end of the day, it just makes more sense for us to bring them in at the absolute end or kind of hand off and from there, you know, wipe our hands of it and let them run with it. So there's definitely just that learning curve, right, of trying to figure out what makes the most sense and how to go about kind of working together.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that makes a lot of sense. And for all of the technology companies that are listening and you are wanting to launch a consulting and agency program, it is super important to pick those partners carefully. You don't want to just see these partners as, well, I can just get leads from them. They probably have a lot of really great clients that they're going to refer our way. It is definitely a give and take type of partnership that you mentioned. And it's so important to understand how they work with their clients, how they help their clients to be more successful in all areas of, you know, what they're working on within their companies, and to be able to also apply those specific partners into their customers. Whether it is maybe becoming an implementation partner, getting involved in more deals, maybe it is also just doing more co-marketing activities. So that's, I love that you talked about that a little bit more, because I think that's definitely I wouldn't say an issue, but something that a lot of these partners are going through.
Yeah, absolutely. And the piece around the sales process and the client interactions from some of the consultancies, and also I would even say on the tool and platform side as well, you know, you work so hard to build the trust and rapport with these client partners that obviously their, you know, your reputation could be jaded or tarnished, right? If the partner that you're recommending doesn't really provide the white glove service that you feel that you've provided, right? So it is a little nerve wracking. So sometimes to be able to just kind of quickly hand over things doesn't always make the most sense. And I think fortunately with the partners that we have now, they realize just the importance behind that and cherish that and respect that, because they know that when we do bring them something, it is, you know, as I mentioned, a very warm kind of like fully baked lead, right? It's much further along for them than say just a cold interaction.
Very true. I'd love to know what your relationship is like too with working with sales reps at a partner company or a technology company too. Have you ever come across a case where maybe a sales rep might feel threatened by your involvement in the deal?
We've seen that in the past, where some AEs, they get threatened. I'm not sure if threatened is the right word. It's more so concerned that we're going to derail their process, or their progress, as I'd say, excuse me. You know, sometimes when we come in and want to have a conversation, we want to dig deeper into the overall process and workflow of the team. We want to dig into more of the strategy of the team, right, and understand kind of what the ultimate end goal is, to then figure out and align the right technology to the whole workflow. And that conversation can derail and maybe back up the process. Not always, but you know, in our eyes, that allows us, you know, if we go about it in that way, we know that we will then position that platform and that tool for success, because yeah, we're going to go through the due diligence, right, of finding the requirements and doing, you know, creating the right design and doing the build the right way, so that adoption is full and change management is not always easy, but it moves forward and progresses, instead of just trying to fit in a square peg into a round hole type of thing. So it takes a little bit of time to build that rapport, and I think that's the trust I was talking about before with the AEs. As long, you know, once you start building the trust with them and that they realize that we have their best interest in mind, they're much more open to having us be a part of the conversation, but then also maybe even bring us into the conversation at an earlier stage, so that we can help them even maybe get a bigger sale at the end of the day, because we're helping them position their platform in a much better light.
Yeah, so that's super interesting and something I want to talk with you about too. But you did mention earlier, you know, your clients really see you as trusted advisors. So that is great. And you are talking to different people that maybe we would then be targeting. But you also mentioned, you know, maybe being brought into the beginning of a deal rather than later on. Can you explain why that is a difference for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So typically for us, there's a need for us to review analyze their workflow, their process, potentially maybe their org and their strategy, just their overall, you know, it's a kind of like a holistic review of who they are and what they're trying to accomplish. And that's really important for us as we're consulting with a lot of these clients in really big initiatives of taking their team from point A to point B and maybe making a very drastic change. Part of that is technology, right? It's like a pillar of everything, you know, along with process and org and strategy and project management, et cetera. So when we're brought in at a certain point of the sales process, sometimes it's so far down the line that the way in which we approach implementation doesn't fully align with where they are in the process, because they're two steps ahead of where we need to be. And it's not a bad thing, right? And that just means that we're not the right partner for them. Or the right implementation partner for them. And that's fine. And we're very, very vocal and open about that. Fortunately, as I mentioned, you know, through kind of the learnings of this with some of our partners, they realize when they have these kind of initial conversations with prospects and they hear these kind of keywords and buzzword phrases of like, we're going through some big change, we're trying to move from a waterfall to an agile process, or trying to automate our asset workflow, etc. They realize that they should bring in our SMEs because that's the conversation that needs to happen in order to develop this full strategy, to then figure out the best way to plug in their platform to be, the most successful it possibly can be. So it's, that just takes a little bit of time, but it's, once you find that rhythm, it's for us has been the best in terms of ROI and just being able to really generate the revenue that we want through our revenue channels, our partner channels.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that really speaks to like some of the expectations you have to set ahead of time when working with partners. And that can really be, if something does come up, we prefer to be brought in at the beginning of the deal. And this is just how we like to, work with some of these clients. What are some other expectations that you like to set with partners early on?
Good question.
It can be more so like even all around the education, like you mentioned, if the sales teams hear XYZ, then that's when they know to bring you in. Are those part of some of those like education materials and expectations you kind of set in the very beginning of how they know they should work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's everything from education to the content that we have, really having them understand, as I mentioned, we kind of figure out what works best for each partner in terms of who we are. There's some partners that we work with that are work on a much grander scale of teams, not just marketing and creative. They're working across the enterprise. We just happen to fill their marketing creative channel. So we know that they're going to involve a little bit more education. Then say someone like Stencil, who really is in our space and really understands our space. So the education, I feel, doesn't need to be as significant, because they know who a creative team is, they know what they do, and they know how they work, right? So it's a little bit more around like our process of engaging with clients. So I think it's to your original question. Definitely want them to understand who we are. Definitely want them to understand our process and how we go about gaining client engagements. And then the other thing is just quickly identifying accounts in which we share contacts or have information on, just to kind of really get the ball rolling and kind of set the stage and the foundation for hopefully a very successful partnership of the value that we can bring, which I know I've said like 100 times, but I really mean.
Yeah, no, that's important. That's an important topic. What technologies do you use right now? You mentioned looking at, overlaps in data. Is there any specific technologies you're using right now when you work with your partners?
So we're a little old school. So I will. So I say this, it's what's the saying of the cobbler's kids have no shoes, right? I think is what it is. Like we're a technology and operations consultancy that worked with really cool teams doing really cool technology, and our technology is still, we're still getting there. So we just recently got into HubSpot within the last year, which has been very fantastic. So with that, we're now able to get into Crossbeam for partnerships. I'm not fully there yet with Crossbeam, but I know Fabian's going to pull me kicking and screaming into that platform, which I'm actually very excited about.
Yes.
You know, before though, it was very old school, right? It's Google Docs and kind of sharing information and going in very manually and going about that way, which for us, fortunately, we're not massive, so it works really well. It won't scale, obviously, but for right now, it's working. We're as we slowly move into the 21st century.
Yeah. And there's so many great tools to use out there for partnerships like ShareWork, PartnerStack, a lot of different tools that you can use just to leverage all of your data and then also just ongoing relations and conversations with your partners. Albert, I absolutely love this conversation. And I think it's so important to really talk about the relationship between tech companies and the agencies that they work with. If you had, you know, any words of wisdom or pieces of advice for some technology companies that are looking to grow and launch their first ever, you know, agency partner program, what would you say to them?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
It's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question. I would strongly encourage doing your research, finding a consultancy or a firm that really lives within your space, really understands your tool set, your platform set, right, and your pillar within the ecosystem, so that they can really understand and provide like a really goodness gracious, I'm losing my words here. I apologize. A really solid recommendation around your tool and being able to like provide the why behind it. I think if you can deliver that with confidence, that's where you're going to be able to see a lot of value with your agency or consultancy partner. And vice versa, look for the consultancy partner or agency partner who has a good knowledge of your space and of the users of your tool, so that they're able, again, to really visualize how it fits in within the greater ecosystem.
Yeah, I think this goes back to an ongoing ever conversation that I have with so many people in partnerships of, you know, really looking and identifying partners that are a fit. They're a fit for your team. It's a fit for your product, and it just makes sense. You don't need to force any partnership that might not be a fit. You can always revisit those ones later on.
Yeah, totally. And you know, it's one of those things where even if it looks perfect on paper, it may not be perfect, and that's okay. We've gone through a lot of trial and error. We're still doing a lot of trial and error every day, learning of, you know, this does not work. We need to pivot and move. And it's okay to cut losses. And like, don't be afraid of that, right? Don't try to keep trying to make things work when clearly there's just nothing there. I think if you're more candid and open about that, you'll actually end up having a better relationship with that partner in some way, shape, or form in the long run than you would if you keep trying to press and force something that is not there.
Yeah, exactly. I cannot agree with you enough there. But this was an exciting conversation. I loved hearing all about your insights and, you know, how technology partners can work better with their consulting and agency partners today. It's been exciting to learn about your relationship with Stencil. I know you guys are very new and 6 months into this partnership, but I wish you guys nothing but luck and great future endeavors and lots of revenue.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm excited to continue to work with Fabian. He's been awesome to work with. So it's I see good things in our future, that's for sure.
Great, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Albert. I really appreciate your time today. And for all of you that are listening, stay tuned for another great episode of the Make Them Famous podcast.